Aaron is Rocky River. Going to play this round of Trump 2. We brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. We're excited that you're playing this round of Trump 2. We're excited for you to answer these five questions in just a minute. But first things first, you need to ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Aaron.
All right. She's leaving the room. You've done your job. I appreciate that. Producer Stevie, stay in the studio with me, keeping track of the score. As you know, we'll ask you five questions. There is a timer involved. Jen's a big fan of the timer, so just make sure you get your answer in before you hear that buzzer. That's the best you can do. When we're done with that, we will play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway and bring her back in the studio, because then it's her turn to answer the same five questions, and then Producer Stevie will reveal both scores. If you have answered more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. If not, Jen's won the game and ties no longer go to the house. It would go to a tiebreaker question. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So let's get to question number one. Let's get to... If you want a piece of spaghetti warehouse history...
Why are you making that noise?
I exaggerated until you looked up. I was going to keep doing it, and then you looked up, and I stopped.
I was just shocked because it's not even about any food item.
That's actually very fair. So if you want a piece of Spaghetti Warehouse history, they are now hosting an online auction through an auction house through June 9th. It's at Two Old Souls Auction Company. I just need you to name one restaurant that you miss that is no longer around, because Spaghetti Warehouse has closed down. So once again, name one restaurant that you miss that is no longer around.
Oh, I guess I would say Melt.
Oh, yeah. Especially the old school one in Lakewood. I go there all the time when I lived in Tremont. That was good. Question number two. Garth Brooks may be looking to cash in on his music catalog. Reports, by the way, saying that he's going to explore a deal worth as much as $2 billion, which would rank him among the largest music catalog sales ever. Maybe the ultimate Garth Brooks sing-along and undisputed country anthem is his song, Friends in Blank Places.
Low.
Question number three. Taylor Swift celebrating Paul McCartney this week after resharing his Instagram post about his new album, praising the music legend, saying that he is, and I quote, that she is never not inspired by his work. Now, recently, Paul McCartney was the final guest, actually it was just days ago, hosted by which now former late night talk show host whose show just ended?
Stephen Colbert.
All right. Question number four. This is a new film telling the story and life and career of Shania Twain. It's currently in development. Other than those details, there's been no other details or a date or anything like that has not been released. So Shania Twain's biggest commercial crossover hit, so her biggest commercial crossover song, peaked at number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and won two Grammys. Which song is it? And no, it's not Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and it's also not That Don't Impress Me Much. We're looking for the name of the song.
I would have said that. I guess You're Still the One, maybe?
Okay, well, let's go with that one. Question number five. Shia LaBeouf pleaded guilty to simple battery following this Mardi Gras altercation in New Orleans earlier this year. He was sentenced to 6 months suspended sentence, 2 years probation, and must complete anger management and sensitivity training. So he's got a lot to do. Shia LaBeouf starred in which Disney Channel show from 2000 to 2003?
Shia LaBeouf.
She's going to think you wrote that question. Stevie.
I didn't. That was you.
Let's see how Aaron did. She did very well. Then Jen has to answer those same five questions in 4 minutes. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, is brought to you by Apex Skin. Aaron and Rocky River answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did Aaron do?
Aaron got four.
Oh, my goodness.
Good job.
Four of five? Nice job.
It was my category.
It was. See, sometimes those questions hit. Sometimes they're Producer Stevie's. All right, let's go to... I'm kidding. Stevie, you know I am kidding. I love your questions.
I don't know yours ever.
You don't know my questions ever?
No, half the time.
Yeah, but sometimes you go everybody rogue and it's like them. That nice 2005 Nickelodeon wheelhouse. That's not Tim's wheelhouse. I know. That's your wheelhouse. Like, our wheelhouses are a little different. That's why. Because we're close in age, but not that.
We'll
move
close.
On to question number one. Mm-mm. Let's move on to...
Every day!
And that's not even a good thing. It's about a building.
What?
Inside, I bet, is a greasy building, though.
What?
If you If you want a piece of Spaghetti Warehouse history,
they're now talking about the food there.
Yeah, it's. I don't even understand.
I know.
They're now hosting an online auction through an auction house through June 9th. Yeah. Two Souls Auction House Company, by the way. I need you to name one restaurant because Spaghetti Warehouse closed, right? It was an acronym that closed. Name one restaurant you miss that is no longer around. Once again, one restaurant that you miss that is no longer around.
The Cooker.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those biscuits?
I do.
Why
remember.
Why would you buzz me on that? Do I not get that?
You do get it.
Okay.
I apologize.
I thought you were telling me it doesn't count. The Cooker was
great. In my mind, it didn't.
And they had a Snickers, like, pie for dessert.
Yeah, what is that, Jen? I don't remember. That's before my time.
Mm-hmm. It used, well, I went to John Carroll, and there was one right there in front of Beechwood Place that we would go to all the time. And there used to be one in Westlake.
Or The Cooker. I thought it was, is it just Cooker?
Oh, was it just Cooker?
I think so. I don't know.
The Cooker?
Doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
The Cooker, I think, was the person that gave you the food, and then the cooker.
The Cooker, well,
I don't know.
We'll
please
look it
DM
up
us.
After this game.
If we're wrong, people like to let us know. Question number two, Garth Brooks may be looking to cash in on his music category, or his catalog, excuse me. I would, too. He says worth as much as $2 billion, which would rank him among the largest music catalog sales ever. Maybe the ultimate Garth Brooks sing-along and undisputed country anthem is his song Friends in Blank Places.
Friends in Low Places.
There you go. Oh, low. Did you hear?
I don't think I said it like that.
I think not it was a little
really.
Bit.
Oh, no. You went a little low, but not as low as.
Not yeah. like that. Yeah. And then the squat with the that motion, he did with. Yeah. Right. There's always a motion. Always a motion.
Question number three, Taylor Swift.
Don't.
Celebrated Paul McCartney this week after resharing his Instagram post about his new album, praising the music legend, saying that she is, and I quote, never not inspired by his work, end quote. Now, Paul McCartney was the final guest, actually just days ago, hosted by now which former late night talk show host?
Stephen Colbert.
It was. Final guest on the Stephen Colbert Show. As we move to question number four, a new film telling the story and life and career of Shania Twain is currently in development. There's no other details. They have not been released yet or anything like that. Now, her biggest commercial crossover hit, peaking at number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and winning two Grammys, is which song? Oh, by the way, it's not Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and it's not That Don't Impress Me Much.
Oh, God, I don't know. Come on over. I can't even think of another.
You're still
song.
The
oh,
one.
Wait. Oh, I'm. Oh,
were you?
Just
I'm sorry.
About,
I'm sorry.
Isn't it? So mad. I'm so mad when I get questions like that wrong.
Well, the timer, and then your mind gravitates towards
yes.
the two that it's not. That I just said that it was. Yeah.
And then you say that it's not those two, and I'm like, shoot.
You know why?
Because of no. the timer. Yes.
What? Question number five. Where are we at, Stevie?
Jenny, got to get this one to tie it up.
Shia LaBeouf pleaded guilty to simple battery. Following a Mardi Gras altercation in New Orleans that happened earlier this year. So he's sentenced to 6 months suspended sentence, 2 years probation, and must complete anger management and sensitivity
he
training.
He gets in a lot of trouble.
He gets in, got in trouble right after that, too, again. Like, what is that? Yeah, just, that's all right. So Shia LaBeouf starred in which Disney Channel show from 2000 to 2003?
Don't look at me.
Know,
I didn't ask
Stevie?
It. I didn't ask this question.
It was Growing Pains.
Growing Pains?
First of all.
I mean,
shout out. That
do you know what Growing
show.
Pains are, Stacey?
She has no idea.
You know what the show is?
No.
This one's even ahead of me. I was not watching Disney Channel in 2000.
What is it?
Nice, even Stevens.
I mean, I know
this
show.
I haven't even heard of that.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard of it?
I think it's the show that Shia LaBeouf was on. I'm not sure.
Stop it.
Final total, Stevie?
Aaron 4, Jen 3.
Oh! You did it, and well-deserved, Aaron. You trumped me. Wait, now I want to know which one you missed. Was it Shania or was it Shia LaBeouf?
The last one. I didn't know that was Shia LaBeouf. I remember the show. I watched it.
You got the Shania song.
So she kind of knew
I'm
that
jealous.
One, too. I mean, she dominated this game.
Yeah, yeah you're very
good.
It's
a popular show, Jen.
I'm sorry, Stevie. I've been an adult for a long time.
Aaron,
I haven't watched
I
kids
have not.
Shows.
Aaron, so you're going to get the Jen and Tim Show mug.
Yes, you have.
$50 Apex Skin gift card. And then remember, you're thrown into the grand prize drawing with now several others. The Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. That is a big, big deal. Now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Aaron from Rocky River, and I finally trumped Tui.
Janine in Strongsville. Going to play us round of Trump Tui. Brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Janine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. We're going to see if you can make it back. Back losses. That's right. We'll see what happens. Big deal. Big grand prize. You get thrown into. Okay, whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Janine.
Janine is ready. She's ready to go. Producer Stevie, ready to go. We're going to ask 5 questions. All right, the door is shut now, right? Yeah. Door is now shut. She is in the hallway, doesn't participate or listen to this part of the game. It's just about you answering 5 questions. Just make sure you give me the answer before you hear that buzzer. That is all. When you're done, we'll grab Jen, bring her back in to answer the same 5 questions. So let's get to it, specifically question number 1. So it looks like Alex Earle is adding to her resume. TMZ reporting that she's been tapped to be in Benson Boone's new music video for The Time of My Life. Is Alex Earle a social media influencer or a comedian?
Social media influencer.
Question number 2. McDonald's is kicking off World Cup fever with a new limited time meals and collectible cups for soccer stars. So the meals are available today and FIFA themed Happy Meals arrive on June 9th. Which iconic soccer player wears number 10 and plays for Inter Miami CF and also the Argentina national team?
Messi.
Let's go with question number 3. Does Jen get that question right? I'm thinking to myself, is she going to know?
I hope, but she might overthink it.
Uh-huh. Question number 3. Camila Cabello and her boyfriend Henry, they have ended their relationship. They were together for more than a year. The pair were last seen publicly at Coachella in April, though the reason for their split remains unknown.
I'll call her up and ask.
You should. Find out. Come on, what did Henry do? Give me the scoop. Which fairy tale character did Camila play in the 2021 movie adaptation? Once again, which fairy tale character did Camila play in the 2021 movie adaptation?
Snow White.
Question number 4. The official popcorn bucket for Scary Movie 6 has been revealed, and it's none other than the iconic handset seen in the original Scary Movie, complete with the catchphrase, "What's up?" on the side.
I was hoping you'd say it like that.
The original Scary Movie spoofs which horror film that also has the "What's up?" phone? "What's up?" phone on it. Once again, the original Scary Movie spoofs which horror film that also has the "What's up?" phone in it?
Scream.
All right. Question number 5. Sarah Bareilles finally announcing that she's going to have new music. First album in 7 years. Good Grief, alongside the release of its lead single, Home. She is also launching a tour in support of the new album. So Sarah Bareilles wrote the music and also the lyrics for which Broadway musical?
Oh, wow. Let's go Hamilton. I have no idea.
Yeah, let's go Hamilton. Why not? We'll see if you hit on that one and how you did with the other 4 questions. Now we have to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio because she needs to answer those same 5 questions coming up right after this song. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Janine in Strongsville did her job, answered 5 questions a minute ago. Let's see how she did.
Janine got 3.
Oh.
Well done, Janine.
3 correct.
Back to back.
Today. See what happens, Jen.
You get way too giddy about this.
I just love the game.
You love me to lose.
Oh, how dare you?
Is it true?
A little bit. Question number 1. Looks like Alex Earle is adding to her resume. TMZ is reporting that she is tapped to be in Benson Boone's new music video for The Time of My Life. Is Alex Earle a social media influencer or a comedian?
An influencer.
Yeah, of course. Question number 2. McDonald's is kicking off World Cup fever with a new limited time meals and collectible cups featuring soccer stars. So the meals are available today and the FIFA themed Happy Meals arrive June 9th. Which iconic soccer player wears number 10 and plays for Inter Miami, essentially football club, and Argentina's national team?
Lionel Messi.
I said when you're out of the studio, I said, you going to get this one? Sporty Jen, I doubted you. I apologize.
Say, they don't call me Sporty Jen for nothing. So.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Question number 3. Camila Cabello and her boyfriend Henry, they are done after more than a year together. The pair was last, as you probably know, they were last publicly seen at Coachella in April. Though the reasons for the split remains unknown, but Stevie's going to find out what's going down.
I'm going to give her a call.
Which fairy tale character did Camila play in the 2021 movie adaptation?
Cinderella.
It was Cinderella. As we move to question number 4, the official popcorn bucket for Scary Movie 6, it's been revealed, and it's none other than the iconic handset seen in the original Scary Movie, complete with the catchphrase, "What's up?" on the side.
Don't do that.
The tongue
was unnecessary.
That was a lot.
It really went next
that
level.
That was really something. I I so badly, Janine, wish you could have seen that.
I needed that to be recorded so I could post it everywhere.
Yes.
I secretly love it, so.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We need to sneakily record
him. We need a Tim Cam on 24/7.
Yeah, because.
Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The hits we would get.
That would be a lot.
So the original Scary Movie spoofs which horror film that also had the "What's that?" phone in it?
I don't know. It was the Someone's in the House. There's a man in the attic.
Are these real?
I don't know.
Scream.
Oh, yeah. I was actually thinking of Scream.
I threw you off with my...
Yeah, I was just...
Getting to question number five.
Well, now, Jen, you have to get this one or you have a tiebreaker.
I should
have
got that one.
Oh, question number five.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
It's Sarah Bareilles has announced. Sarah Bareilles has announced her first album in 7 years, Good Grief, alongside the release of its lead single called Home. She's also launching a tour in support of this album. Sarah Bareilles wrote the music and also the lyrics for which Broadway musical?
Waitress?
It was! Waitress.
They don't call me Musical Jen for nothing.
Final totals.
Janine 3, Jen 4.
Oh, Janine.
Man!
Sorry.
Janine was right there on the doorstep.
Yeah.
So close every time.
It was. We always appreciate you playing. We appreciate you listening to the show. But Janine, you know what you need to say.
I'm Janine from Strongsville, and I did not trump Chewy.